Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. No, 7 till the hour. 7 till the hour. 53 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. I think after all these years I get it right, wouldn't you? If I didn't laugh at myself, folks, well, you know the story. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Andrea Nuremberg is here. We're talking about networking, and I'm a networking nut. I think networking is critical. In 1998 when I started doing my show, I started telling people, Andrea, the three things you're going to have to be good at in the 21st century, above all others, is you're going to have to be good at using technology. You're going to have to be good at developing strategic alliances, and you're going to have to become better at networking. Those are my three prophecies for the 21st century.
And you were right. You are right, right?
All three.
All of them.
I lurched uncontrollably to the truth, right?
And you know what, as you and I know, Jim, it's something you have to do nonstop. What I mean by that is you always have to keep being aware, keep being out there, keep nurturing relationships, keep staying in touch. And as we know, it takes forever to build a good reputation. It takes a second, as we know from our good friends on United, to lose it in one second. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, the dummies at United. Yeah.
That's right.
No, I mean, it's amazing what you can...
It's networking. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I may write that in one of my nuggets this week because exactly what we're talking about. It's like, you know, it takes time with all these different things. Just like when I said that I was overseas, it was amazing the power of a smile. Even at a Passover Seder that I attended last night, a five-year-old little boy, he was doing the part of the service, the questions, the rabbi's son. Everybody was in awe of him, but his smile was so genuine and warm. You just you'd say yes to whatever the kid wanted, whatever he wanted to sell you. Mm-hmm. If everyone had those types of genuine, warm, open smiles, and as you and I know, that's how all of us in business.
Well, see, this is if you enter into a networking scenario, a networking event, or a networking moment. If you have a servant leadership heart, if you really are, you know, one of my other networking heroes is someone Ivan Meisner.
He's the king. I've never met him. I'd love to meet him.
Ivan's a good friend. He's a good friend of mine, and he's the best. But he says givers gain. And if you enter into any kind of a moment, a networking moment, where you say, you know what, I'm going to give something first, and I'm not going to worry about what happens after that. That's above my pay grade. My networking attitude is, how can I help you? And if you start your day like that, you know what? The world will come and play in your backyard. I believe that.
I agree. I always agree with that. 100%. And you know, as you and I know, this is not brain surgery. It's common sense. It's not always common practice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's true. It's the little things always that people remember.
What better first impression could you make for someone?
Oh,
I mean, because networking is all about the impression, isn't it?
It's all about the impression you make.
Because you're trying to make one step first and then move on to the next.
Yes. You know, it's funny because I recently gave a talk to one of our networking groups down here, you know, at one of the organizations, and it was on customer service. And some of the people thought, oh, you know, we all know about customer service, but my title was customer service. It's not a job. It's not a department. It's everyone's job.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is then people saw that it's the way you treat your customers. Every single customer also becomes an advocate or ambassador for you. They go out and they tell the world, and they're universe, their networking universe, who they know and respect, they're an influencer. And they can say, you know, you need to go talk to so-and-so, or you need to talk to this one. That's how we all live. Networking.
Yep, that's exactly right. And you don't have to wait for a chamber mixer to do it.
No,
it could be
anywhere, anytime,
any place. You know, I was in New Orleans a couple of years ago at a restaurant, and with my wife and another and a gentleman. We were there together at this kind of a convention, and we were having dinner. We were about to have dinner, and across the way sits a great one of the great PBS producers. What's his name? The Civil War guy, Burns, Ken Burns.
Yeah.
He said across the way, and I said, "Hey guys, that's Ken Burns over there." And they said, "Yes." And so my wife says, "Oh, Jim, don't do it." When he comes walking by, I stood up and I said, "Hello, Mr. Burns. I'm a big fan." You know what he did? He stood there and told us about his next episode, his next program.
How wonderful.
He not only wasn't
great?
Upset because I cautioned him, he wanted to talk about it. You never know, do you?
Andrea,
I got to wrap it up. I'm sorry. Andrea Nuremberg, ladies and gentlemen. NurembergGroup.com is her website. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.